Hello, this is Constance Kellow, and I'm recording this guided inner body meditation for anyone who has taken the introductory level to inner body meditation. I hope it serves as a guide, a prompt, a reminder to practice. And I hope it serves also as a support and an aid, especially if you are in the early stages of inner body meditation, of inhabiting the body, where the animating life force of consciousness, of all intelligence, of all power, real power, lies. So let us begin. As a reminder, you want to sit in a chair upright so your spine is erect. You want the body to be comfortable. And you want the body to be still. Both feet should be on the ground or floor or grass, whatever it may be, and slightly splayed. And remember how important the setup is. So, the breath being so powerful will aid us in beginning this inner body meditation. But it is also very useful for any kind of meditation. So, the reminder is that we take a natural breath, meaning from the belly. We fill the belly, bring all the air up to the top of the thorax, hold to a count of three, and release. And as you release, let your shoulders fall. So each time you take one of these three breaths, your shoulders should fall further and further as you just let everything relax and fall down. So let us do that together now, and then I will lead you through a guided inner body meditation. Resume normal, natural breathing. Don't exaggerate by feeling you need to bring in too much air into the abdomen. Just breathe from that place. With eyes closed and your right hand resting near your right knee, bring your attention into the hand. Feel that animating life force. may feel like a tingle, a warmth, an energy vibration. But as you put your attention on your hand, you will feel the life within you, the life that you are. When you feel the inner hand, the right hand, then move your attention to the left hand and ignite it. You ignite it simply with your intention and your attention. Now feel both hands. Now move your attention to your right foot. And feel the animating life force within it. Ignite it. It is alive with so much consciousness. But we don't know it until we ignite it through our attention and feel it, experience the life within. Still being with your right foot, ignite your big toe. Now, while holding to your right foot and big toe, feeling them alive, move your attention to your left foot. Now ignite your left toe, your big toe. Now you are holding to the consciousness within both of your hands, and both of your feet, and both big toes. Move your attention to your lower right leg. Now your lower left leg. So at this time, you should be feeling the vibrations, the sizzling, the electricity, the whatever sensation you're feeling, but it is sensation and it is real. So you'll be holding to your hands, both feet, both big toes, and both lower legs. Now bring your attention to both knees at the same time. Yes, the knees are made of more dense form, predominantly bone, but there is life in those knees. There is consciousness. And when there is consciousness, there is infinite potentiality, infinite spiritual power. Now bring your attention to your right upper leg. Feel how good it is to feel your upper right leg. Now animate the life force within your left upper leg. Every cell in the body, the 70 trillion cells in the body, open up with joy because you are giving them attention. When you give someone or something attention, you are in the present moment. You are present with your inner body. And it sings back to you through sensation the joy it is experiencing. Now take your attention to your back, the lower back. We hold so much tension there, just let it go. And as you do, you will start feeling more and more of the consciousness in that area. Be gentle, be easy, no efforting. Let everything fall down. Now bring your attention to your lower right arm. Ignite it with your attention. Feel it come alive. With your recognition. With your attention. Which is experienced as gratitude. Now ignite your lower left arm. You're likely feeling the energy running from your feet right up to your arms. Put your attention on your upper right arm. Now, your upper left arm. Make sure you're not holding on to anything, that you're not holding yourself up from the base of the spine. Feel your sit bones heavy into the chair. Notice if your shoulders have come up again. Let them fall down. Feel your shoulders. Now the back of the neck. Again, we hold so much tension in our shoulder area, between our shoulder blades, in our neck. Tension is emotion in the body that, if not fully felt and released at the time, will just creep up and find its comfortable places of rest. So let everything go. Be easy, be gentle, no efforting. No trying to experience anything in particular or achieve anything. That is just an impediment to our awakening, the conscious awareness within us. Again, the back of the neck. See if you can feel where the spinal cord meets the brainstem. There is so much going on in that area. Put your attention there, your loving attention. Release any tension or uncomfortable feeling you may have in that area. and feel the energy there now as beautifully balanced. Now we take our attention to our face. Our face is a very sensitive area. That's where we have our outer sense of sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing. We use our face an awful lot. So it's quite easy to just ignite the whole face, much like our hands and our feet were quite easy, because these are areas of the body that are either extremities or those that we use all the time to navigate in our external world. Put your attention on your lips. This beautiful sensitive area. Now move it to your nose. And I suggest it's likely easier to feel your whole nose by first concentrating on the tip of it. And as you breathe, you can feel the air going in and out. Give gratitude for our nose, our lips. Now let us move to the eye area. And as I have said in the workshop, think of the space that allowed the knights of arms to look out through when they were jousting or fighting. They needed to see, they needed protection, but they needed a full view as well. So that area from ear to ear that takes in both eyes and the bridge of the nose even. Now move your attention to your right ear. First, feel the energy in the outer ear area. And then see if you can go deeper and feel the energy inside the ear. Hold to that. Now move your attention to your left ear. again, first attending to the outer part of the ear, and then attend to the inner ear as well. It may be the first time you've ever felt that inner part of your ear. You may have heard the expression, when we pray to God. And when we meditate, we listen to God. So listen with both ears. Adopt a listening stance. What is silence saying to you? What is the stillness saying to you? As you adopt a listening attitude with both ears, it's like you've created a vacuum that draws in higher wisdom, intelligence, awareness. We have to open ourselves to receive this, these gifts. Now move your attention to your forehead. Since we've ignited the face almost completely, it should be quite easy to now feel your forehead. If there's any tension there, let it drop down. Now bring your attention to your scalp. The skin around your skull. Again, it's an area where tension rises up. Finds a cozy place, creates tension headaches. Let all that tension go. Feel like melting butter is running off your scalp, just releasing. Or you can hold the image of raindrops on a window just falling down and clearing your skin, your scalp, releasing, cleansing, clearing. Now hold your whole body. In one field, the whole inner body in one field of consciousness. Which is not only intelligence, but love and truth. And joy, the states of being. Putting your attention into the inner body while also attending to your breath. And every once in a while monitoring your breath and how you are breathing, the length of the in-breath, the length of the out-breath, and especially the pause of stillness. We breathe in. There's a pause, and we breathe out. Feel how good it is to inhabit the body. To know you are vastly more than just your outer form. Now, turn up the dimmer switch, so to speak. Intensify. The sensation in your body, your sensation. You are closer now to who you truly are. I'd like you to stay in this blessed stillness for as long as you feel you want to. And when you open your eyes, look around you. But bring the sensation of the inner energy body to what you see. As I've said, this is a state of presence, holding to the inner and the outer, bringing the inner consciousness to the outer, and the outer can't help but change for the better. It will reflect back to you the love and the appreciation you are giving to your experiences, your relationships, the world. When you bring presence to anything or anyone, you're bringing your beautiful spiritual self, your love. So again, continue to rest in the inner body and the stillness as long as you are prompted to do. I bless you all. Namaste.